You're listening to The Mainstream, and I'm Brett Mabee. Before getting back into the music, a quick shout out to our friends listening in and around Jerome, Arizona, tuned into KZRJ FM 100.5 and on the AM dial at 1670 KCRJ. Once again, before the hour is through, we're going to hear one from Red Rockers. In fact, that'll be the second new addition into the rotation. One from Chesel as well, but we're going to kick things back in a somewhat old school way, meaning these songs sound retro, they are pretty new, so to speak, and this one comes from my friends the Blue Moon Marquee, from the Scream, Holler, and Howl album produced by blues legend Duke Robillard. It's My Wild Rose, featuring Paul Pagat today on The Mainstream. Mainstream. Sing along and have some fun.
This is Mark Marilana, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Syl Johnson winding down a retro-sounding block with One Way Ticket to Nowhere from the eccentric Northern Soul, released in 2010. We also heard These Sacred Souls with My Heart is Drowning from their 2024 Got a Story to Tell. And from Blue Moon Marquee going back to 2022, it is hard to believe that album's already that old, from Scream, Holler, and Howl, it was My Wild Rose kicking off the half. Thank you so much for spending some time with me here today. Tell your friends and family that the mainstream is the place to be. Speaking of a one-way ticket, I got a one-way ticket to signing out of the studio right now. Again, join me sooner than later, and as always, take these great songs with you wherever you go. Listen digitally at mainstreamradio.net. And again, I do want to hear from you. Leave me a comment at 1-888-362-9970. That is the toll-free number for all things Turtle Island Tunes Full Moon Radio, the parent company of Gynote, the Full Moon Radio, and the Mainstream with Brett Mabee. In this final block is one from Chesil, but not before introducing a new one from Indigenous Cousins Red Rockers. They're a dynamic music duo consisting of Louis Felipe Moore, that's DJ Elmo, and Asham Ottawa. They're both of Cree and Ojibwe descent, and the song that I'm leaving you with is from their 2024 Wasco, featuring Theo Noble, it's Keep Me Down. Here on your new favorite show. Be good to yourself and each other and join me again here soon on the Mainstream.
The world's beating me, death knocking on my door. Ain't you ready, let him in. Who can take everything that I have and bring me to rubble? Go ahead, bring fire to the sky. Whoa. You'll never keep me down.
here now. So pick a stone and throw it in. Let it drift with all our memories. The times we've left and go again. Well, God knows I always need you. And you'll come back just like the tide. Stardust float upon the air we breathe. It's okay to leave my side. I would wait all my life. You can go, go be free. Like a wave meets the sand in the breeze. We both know we can't.
Hi, this is Mike Byrne from Tobik First Station in Rookbrook, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Sometimes I lay on my back and just wonder why. How come I'm still on this planet? How come I just don't die? What is there left to say? What is there left to do? Work every day, 9 to 5 until I'm 62, and then 10, maybe 20 years till I'm dead. See, just the kind of crap that be messing with my head. Do I really need kids? Do I really need the wife? Is it really good or bad? Will I have an afterlife? Everybody all around on a happiness quest. But the quest for happiness is the major cause of stress. What kind of ass backwardsness is this? When I ask people, they say, mind your business. So I mind my mind, which is my mind to mind. Stick to my thoughts and keep them quiet like a pantomime, which is hard to do on the rocky road in my brain. These expressions are keeping me from going insane. Death, another part of life, a life, a process of death. How many of these two-way thoughts do I have left? They play every aspect of my being, diving deep into my soul. Life and death dichotomy. Do we really have this beautiful and ugly at the same time? Life and death are divided by a very thin line. From the day of birth, we on the road to death. From the first gasp of air to the very last breath. It's beautiful and ugly at the same time. Life and death are divided by a very thin line. From the day of birth, we on the road to death. From the first gasp
gasp of air to the very last breath. I turn from laying on my back into the fetal position, drifting off into contemplation, often wishing I could remember how it was inside my mother's womb. No thoughts of life or death's impending doom. And why is it doom? Is death really that bad? It's what we're born to do. Why do people get so sad and mad and try to cheat and fight death away when they know the reaper's gonna come and get you anyway? Stroke, heart attack, hit by a truck, bludgeon to death, poison Kool-Aid in the cup. 6 million ways to die and just as many ways to live. Got a negative for every positive, and which is more positive or negative? Death or life? One provides rest from the constant strain and strife, the other holds experience for all to imbibe. Life and death dichotomy clouding up my mental vibe. It's beautiful and ugly at the same time. Life and death are divided by a very thin line. From the day of birth we undergo to death, from the first gasp of air to the very last breath. It's beautiful and ugly at the same time. Life and death are divided by a very thin line. From the day of birth we undergo to death, from the first gasp of air to the very last breath. From the fetal position I turn and lie prone, and wonder in my turbid thoughts, do I lie alone? Like I die alone, come in this world and leave alone, thinking about all the things I believe alone. I welcome death when it comes, most don't understand. I'm not programmed like the average woman and man. I don't believe I'll be damned when I die, or floating around the earth on a cloud in the sky. You see, earth is not the center of the universe. Humanity is not the center of life, and life is not the center of existence. And this reality, it cuts like a knife. Do you ever remember not being alive before you were a fetus and developed an eye? Before you were separate parts, one of the sperm and the eggs, before your father was even between your mother's spread legs. Are you dead before you're alive? And if so, when did you become dead? And if death comes after life, wait, this is messing with my head. So if death comes before and after life, and life before and after death, only the cyclical craze of the dichotomy is left. For an ugly at the same time, life and death are divided by a very thin line. From the day of birth, we on the road to death, from the first gasp of air to the very last breath. It's beautiful and ugly at the same time. Life and death are divided by a very thin line. From the day of birth, we on the road to death, from the first gasp of air to the very last breath.
Bring it! Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.